Okay, everyone on, everyone can hear. Okay, given the multitude of questions, okay, Ariel, sit down. Given the multitude of questions, what I said yesterday in the Ritva, I want to go over it. According to the Ritva, there is a machlokas and a bayin rava on one thing. Is hatfosa kamotzi shvuah mipiv or hatfosa is not kamotzi shvuah? Number one. That means, according to Abaye, there is a cause of lesser iser. Al nafshu bishvua is talking about hatfasa. It has nothing to do with anything else except hatfasa. And it tells me a very simple fact that hatfasa bishvua is kamotzi shvua mipiv, and therefore hatfasa b'neder is also considered kamotzi shvua. That is, what comes out of the Ritva's pshat in Abaye. There is a second din of Yad. Now, there is a second Xeris HaKosev, Ashi Yidah B'Dovah HaNodah. Abaye agrees with that. That puts limitations on Hatfos. But Hatfos is Kmotri Shvomi. According to Rava, there is no such Xeris HaKosev. And everything works midin yad. Now here it is, what did Abaye say? That kamotzi shvuah mipiv means it's a full ma'aseh. We didn't say a full ma'aseh, we just said zu kazu. It's a full ma'aseh, it's all the din of a full ma'aseh. It has a carbon. It has malchus osheshavu bishmilah sheker, and then I go from 2 to 3 to 3 to 4 and up to 1,000,000. Because each one by itself is a full ma'aseh shvuah. Now, according to Rava, there's no such thing as a kosev. Lav kamotzi shvuah. So, what are we talking about? We are talking about yad. Here, and question is, and I can't make a yad to a yad. Why can't I make a yad to a yad? So here we have to back up and understand the Ritva a little more completely, understand the Ritva a little more deeply. The Ritva at the beginning of the Perek said, what is the reason I have to be matfis in the Dova HaNodur and not in the Dova Osu? And if I'm matfis, ki kazek in a vela, it doesn't work. The reason being that the vela is an isagar, and that is an isachatz. Chatz means it's midin kodesh. It should not be eaten. The Kedusha should not be mechulol. And since it cannot be eaten and it cannot be mechulol, so therefore, that's an isachatz. Isachatz means I'm not allowed to eat it. No Kedusha in a, there's no Kedusha whatsoever in a veil. Just I'm not allowed to eat in a veil. And this is the Ritva says. Now, the famous kash against the Ritva. I quote thought of it myself yesterday, but then I remembered that I thought of it myself because because many years ago when I learned the Dorim, I saw all the Achronim who ask it. Among them, Rabbi Chanan asked, the ritual doesn't make sense. There are two ways I can make a Bechor. Bechor is Kodesh Mirechem. Or Ki Yaktish. Kol Choshto V'Yaktish. Yushaspeh. So if I say, if I'm matfis, ink, where's Kodesh Mirechem? So then, it's not the one order. Wait one second. That doesn't fit into the ritual's whole scheme of things. Because here I have Kedusha. Since I have Kedusha, the Kedusha is Chal. And it's an Issa Chavtza. If the whole thing is between Gav and Chavtza, if I happen to have one Issa in the Torah's Issa Chavtza, the Hainu Bechor, should be able to be Mafasa. Question number one. Question number two. Question number two is a very simple thing. That if according to the Ritva, it's such a simple equation that I can't create Nisachevtsa by say comparing it to Velaj and Sagavra, it's a very simple equation. Why do I need Xerasakosa for Rashi the Badova and other? Number three. Another question. The Xeris HaKosef of Yad is simple Xeris HaKosef. That Nozir Lahasa, the Rabbis Yodis Naziris can Naziris. Why do I need another Xeris HaKosef? She did Bedova Hanoda. Two Xeris HaKosef. And we combine that with our other question. Why can't I make a yad to a yad? The answer to all of these, obviously, is one big answer. We oversimplify the Shita Saritva. That the Rif is of the opinion that there are at least two types of yad. What did we see in the Ran? The Ran says, I let it work me din yad, right? Says, no, if I make a full statement, it doesn't work me din yad. I take an incomplete statement, I can complete it. It doesn't, is not unmishabish, a shibush losh. So says the Ran. In order to avoid the Ritva's question, the Ritva's mahalos, in that is a total rejection of what the Ritva says. With that in mind, so the Ritva has two types of yad. One, the complete and incomplete statement. One, since he holds neder b'losh and shvua b'losh neder works to fix up a wrong statement. And because we know what he wanted to achieve is not dvarim shebalev. Since we know what he wanted to achieve, and it's not Dvarim Shebalev. So therefore, it's Chal. That's another din yad. Yad says when you know what the person wanted to achieve, and he said something, so it's Chal. That's the basic what it's all about. And there are two separate ways that the ritual says this works. It works either to complete a statement or to correct a statement. But. If a person says, Zekazeh, he hasn't explained himself what he means. So, if I want to complete and correct the statement, so then it has to be in a Dova Hanotor. Now let's just be a little clearer. If you go up to a regular guy in the street, he doesn't know from is a gavra. He doesn't know if it's a chavtza. A regular guy in the street. And he's very careful about his kashrus. Very careful about his kashrus. But he's also on a diet. He's not allowed to eat certain things. He says, listen, I don't know how I can control myself. I'm going to take another. This should be like a McDonald's hamburger. In his mind, what does he want to achieve? In his mind, what he wants to achieve is a very simple thing, that he will not eat this object. So, he knows it's a gafra. He knows it's a chefza. Doesn't know it all. Has no clue what it's about. He doesn't know that according to the rich is a special chiddush, Mukhei Yosef disagrees with him. Okay. He knows the machlokes in the Mukhei Yosef and the rich, never in the Mukhei Yosef, never in the rich. So we don't correct this stuff. Just like Neder B'losh and Shvu B'losh and Neder, you know what the man wants to achieve. And he said something, correct his language. No. That is the Gzer Sokosev Achiyida B'dov Hanot. That if he's told it on something else, it stays the same thing as it is. If he's not told it on something that was created by a neder. Not all types of yad are the same. That's why I have not one gzeres hakosev about yad. I have a special gzeres hakosev yid b'tov hanodo. And if then I don't apply that, I correct his language. Just like if I say, this steak should be also like a McDonald's hamburger. What do I want to achieve? I want to achieve that the steak is also. That's what I want to achieve. But, so correct his language and say this should be also like something else. No. I don't do that. Because that's exactly because I cheated, but not about that. Like, so let it stay like it is. Stay like it is. No, that doesn't work, and I can't correct this language. Not no debedova hanoda. That is, and therefore, since a yad is a way of creating a surei neder without a maisa neder, by zekazeh, it's like I said, zekabachor hakadosh mirachem bekdushas rechem. As Dova also be Yisuchavtza without a Maisa Neder. And as Xer Zakov says, we do not correct his language when say, if I want to, if I say a statement, if I say, Kiki Zer, also alai ba'achila, Kizer. So the Ritva discusses that earlier. I said a full Maisa Neder. And, but the moment I'm told it in Davache and I want to use the Din of Yad, so then the second Xeris HaKosef kicks in and says, no. So treat it like Bechor and Yisachavtza without a Maisa Neder. The Gemara says, Dafir Gimel doesn't work. And the Gemara Dafir Gimel is exactly where the Chora, where the Ritva is coming from. And it's a chafza without a maisa neder. And it doesn't work. That's exactly what you need to be tova hanodo. That is what I said. I hope I've made it clearer today. Okay. Rav Chanan ends up Tzorchi and Gadol on the Ritva about Bechor.
Ready?
Yes.
Does that mean that if I would do a regular yad off of a yad, meaning the I use an unclear lashon, not a mistaken lashon, but I said like, and also, so then it would be chal even off of a yad?
The moment I'm told it b'dover acher, so I'm, and I have to straighten out my language. He says, what did the Ritva say in the name of his Rebbe? If I say Shua Shala Ochal Kikazek Karban, is that Chalanot? Didn't he say in the name of his Rebbe that it is Chal? He says, Mishum de Nadarm Zimnin de Mitli Bedaba also, Kagon Shama Kikazel Olai also, Shal Ochlanu Kit Nevela, Vahashtalom Mdami. Is the kikul and avail? El shahakika also love kikor mishlo yochlanu kamoshein ochol nevela. What does he say there? In if you have column pe gimel, he says if I say a full statement, and says kikazir osai be os olai ba achilo. Shalom ochlana can avela, we say add the words Osalai Kakorban Shaloh. He says, Hashalom Madami isikiklan avela. El Shakika also all of Kakorban Shaloh ochlana kamoshain ochlan avela. The moment I say something wrong, I have to straighten out my language. So, then we don't, then as we do our another.
What
but
if
I don't compare the two objects, he says. He says, Kikaza also olai ba'achila. Shelo ochlena, kamo kinevela. So all I have to do is add one word to his statement, kakorban, I don't know. That's not a problem. Because then the full statement works and it's not straightening out any language. He says,
so
black and. Yes.
What if he made the comparison without a bad lashon? He didn't say zu kazu. He just said and zu.
Zu kazu. That means I don't have a full. I haven't fully. He said it only when I fully. That is, I'm comparing two objects.
What if he didn't say zu kazu? He just said vizu. It's a half a lashon. It's not a mistake in lashon. It's a half a lashon. Is that a better yad that would work even though it's compared?
I don't know. But if the moment I am tola b'dova achet and I have to redo his lashon, so that's the exercise called redo b'dova achet. I can only be told him if I'm tola this chayfutz and that chayfutz. That's a wrong lashon that has to be redone. Undone. If I did it by being told of Bedava, be not Bedava, no, it doesn't work. This object, like that object, it's the wrong lashon. It's the wrong lashon. So Shuv lashon Edul Nedul lashon Shuv is also a wrong lashon. And a Chanami, it's a wrong lashon. Wrong lashon is corrected. Except if I'm told of Bedava, then a wrong lashon is not correct. Okay, now. What we had was the Gemara. There are two. Let us read the Gemara. We have been working with Isur, with what the Isur of Shvu is. There are three candidates. Candidate number one is Tisa Shem Hashem Kachalashov. Candidate number two. Is Dosi Shavu B'Shmila Sheker. Candidate number three is Vayachal Devaro. Now, certain things are very clear. Every nether only comes under Vayachal Devaro. Nope. Because the others talk about a Shua. No question. Shua Shav, as the Mishnah Daf Chof Tes says, Otsis Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav, and the Aseres HaDibrit, is only Otsis Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav. The question is, what about what we call Shuas Bitoy? Now, Shuas Bitoy is a separate category. That is the Parshan Vayikra. He Shav Abisosayim Lahar Lahit Lachol Hashiyavate Odom Bishvua. So he brings a korban over the yod. Separate category. The categories of shvuah, shvuah bitud, and shvuah shav, and the yitzurim. And the two don't always overlap. Comes along Rav Dimi. Let me just get back. All right. So Rav Dimi says like this. Om Rav Yochan, Och v'lo och al sheker. And that means it is sheker al yedei maisa. I think the Ritva points that out very well. Ochalti lo ochalti shav. It doesn't mean it's a shvuah shav, it's an iser of shav. Very big difference, because there's a mir, he can't say that it is a shvuah shav as a mishnah daf chavtes. We're talking about the iser of shav or the shvuah of shav. Ochalti lo ochalti shav. Atzeros tameoch, losi shemek arosh. Wait a second. Of course, that I understand. A yachal is when this is halal and chafetz. So according to Rav Dimi, l'chora, there is the only issa in Shua ocha v'lo ochal, ochal. Lo ocha v'lo ochal is sheker, not a chalos yisurim. And konama is over v'lo yachal davaro. Okay. Now, Tosfos says, wait one second. Konama, shua is also lo yachal davaro. The Pasuk says, ki yonedo yishav ha-shua, etzim yisal nafshal lo yachal davaro. So it's also that. It's Tosfos. Shua nami over mishum bal yachal. It's a pasuk, and the Gemara says so on Daftar Zayin in the Dara. That there's no question. Now, if so, so the one region who clearly explicitly says there's no bal yachal and Shua is the Meiri here. No bal yachal. Okay, that is one mandom. Another mandom, Rabbo says, Ochalti v'lo ochalti is sheker. Dojo v'shmila sheker. Och v'lo ochal is lo yachal devaro. V'eiz is shua shav. He says there's an equation between shua shav and an isra of shav. Shans yudul odom. Yishutav chavte. So what's the machlokas among the different machlokas? So says Rav Avohu, Shula Habod is Chalos Yisurim. Shula Habod is Chalos Yisurim. And Shula Habod is Chalos Yisurim. So it's Bayach. In addition, he says there's no difference between Shvuah Shav. This is Rav Mos. There's no difference between Shvuah Shav and Isra Shav. Rav Dimi says there's a difference between Shvuah Shav and Isra Shav. He seems to say that the only thing is Shek. There's no Chalos Yisur. You take a look in the Rishonim B'derach Klal here. Pretty much silence how they pass. Take a look in the Kesef Mishnah. Question is, how does the Rambam pass? If you take the Rambam Kipshuto, Rambam passes Lav Kaman, like no one. He said, Och ocha v'lo ocha, ochalti v'lo ochalti, sheker. He never mentions Bayach. Never mentions Bayachal. And never has twice Malkus. The Pashtus of Tosis is that Shalo Ochal Kikazev, Ochal Kikazev, I get double Malkus. Pashtus. Ram doesn't have Malkus for Bayachal. If it would apply to Shua, maybe he agrees with the maybe. And number one. Number two. Pasuk of the Isser of Shav is only Shua Shav. And all Shua speak to him. Comes under Lotzi Shav B'Shmei L'Hashem. And more than that, Rambam Pasuk's carbon is only Lotzi Shav B'Shmei L'Hashem. If I have in Issa Shavua, without the shame Hashem, I don't have Lotzi Shav B'Shmei L'Hashem. No carbon. The Rav is of the opinion, it's that korban is for every ma'aser shvuah. Shava, levati b'stosayim, every ma'aser shvuah. He doesn't jump on the Rambam about having a korban for hatfos. He doesn't disagree with him. Okay. We saw that from the Rav of the Rambam. So, where's the Rambam coming from? In his psak. What pushed us to say the Rambam has Bal Yachal? By Shavua is a number of things. If Lo Tishov B'Shmei L'Hashem is Davka with Hashem Hashem, so why is it also without? B'chorah Bal Yachal. If there's Hatfosa, Zuk Hazu, what is that coming from? B'chorah Bal Yachal. B'chorah Bal Yachal. Okay, so why is it no Malkus? The Kesef Nishna brings the reverse. He's not willing to say the Rambam agrees with the they're not willing to say that. So let's read what he says, the Kesef Nishna. There's a Rambam who holds like Rav Dimi. He says, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbeinu shekotze shechadu ochalti ochal ochal abotze mishum losov vishmi lohizke bal yachal elo hakonot peish vze lo karav dim vlo karoven yesh lit mo'al. Rabbeinu before shaf pitcha rav dimi kimuki la velo yachal konom as hainu lomad lo ova alayu elo mishum lo yachal, only lo yachal. Goroven ochav lo ochav b'bal yachal ha'inu lo mishu over af b'bal yachal. He says, Rambam pass like Rovin. At the top, what does Rovin say? As Rovin, Rabbi Yehem, Rabbi Yochanan, he says. So, in that he paskins like Rovin. So how does he say what Rabban says? Yeah. He asks the Rabban, Omer Rabbi Yimei, Omer Rabbo, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Chalti v'lo chalti in sheker. Shovu b'shmi l'sheker. Ocha v'lo ocha, ova gami shum b'lo yachol. And shov is only for a shvu a shov. That's how we understand. Okay. Now, the question is, the Rebbe talks about Kefal Alav. B'chore, what does it have to do with Kefal Alav? After all, Kefal Alav is just double up. So if you take a look in the Rambam and say from Mitzvahs, Kuf Ayin Losa says, Kufayintes. Those of you who learned the third parak of Makkos know this is a Ochel Putis Lo Kishmon. Okay. And the Rambam begins a long analysis that there is one Lo Sasein the Torah Al Teshaktos Nafshechem B'chol Sheretz HaShoretz. There's an Issa for Sheretz HaMayim and there's an Issa for Sheretz HaOretz and Sheretz HaOv, all sorts of things. And there's a general Issa Al Teshaktos Nafshechem B'chol Sheretz HaShoretz. So the Rambam says, my theory of Kefal Alapin is, why did the Torah have to add a Dovah HaKolel all Shvatz? After all, there's a Sheretz Ov, Sheretz Oret, oh, you know why? Because the Torah never specifically mentions something about Sheretz Hamayim. So therefore, even though there's an Isra on everything, the Ikar Halav is only for the reason that the Torah had to add something that wasn't already covered. Oh, take a look. Mitzvah Hashem. Sunday, we'll go through this inside. Take a look and also say Kuf Ayin Tes. And so here too, this is what the Rivash means. Torah already said, Lo Shishov B'Shmi L'Hashek, Lo Shishem L'Kev L'Hashem. So what is the purpose of Yachol Devarim? Original Yachol Devarim is only for Neder, because everything else is already included, and therefore you don't get Malkis on Lo Yachol of Shvuah. Now, this makes a lot of sense. But there's something a little extra here. You have to add a major chiddush in the Rambam. That while Yachol L'Chora does add something in Shvua, it's not covered with Shishov B'Shem L'Hashok. That was Hatfosa. If there's no Shem Hashem. But Ava became since. But the main shua, a real shua, is a ma'aser shua. Shava shua is a ma'aser shua. In a regular ma'aser shua, it's not an addition. This is the only thing that bothers me in the Rivash. Okay, now, the Gemara has said about Zocha v'shoma b'dibur echad namru. Zocha v'shoma b'dibur echad namru says what? What is the mitzvah Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha? The mitzvah Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha is Kiddush. What is the mitzvah? The word Zochar in Hebrew means one of three things. To remember, to mention, to discuss. Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha says, explain what Shabbos is about. And the Rambam, if you take a look, the Rambam say from mitzvahs, Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha, he says you have to talk about it, different Shevach, he bought lo mekol ayonim. That's why, if you say Friday night, let's say yom zemachub, which is Shabbos day, yom zemachub mekol ayonim, he bought shavas sur olonim. You don't say zochus yom haShabbos. If you say anything else. Out of question. Now, that's a chiyuv d'orais. It's a mitzvah she'yesh magrom. Shomas yom haShabbos is lo sasa kom locha. V'dibur echad namru means they're a package. You chayiv in both, you chayiv in none. Maybe a woman is chayiv in none. That's Tosfos' problem. But we say no, a woman's chayiv even in Kiddush Hayom. That's why a woman can be mostly a man in Kiddush Hayom derais. Now, that's what the Gemara says. Mashma de Kiddush deraisa, says Tosfos. V'chein mashma behedya bereish mishemes. Came it bereish masechta nozim. Now, the Gemara knows when a nozim says harini also. Let's see what the Gemara in Nozim says. That those of you like Gemara in the Durham Nozim. So let's just read the Gemara. Harini Nozim. Which yain mitzvah are we talking about? Or it says kedusha v'avad v'av talt kiddush and avdolah. Wait 1 second. So here you have a major league machlokas. What this means? There's the mafarish Nozim who's not Rashi. But what Rashi, the Tochan Advarim, what the Mepharsh says, Rabbi Avraham ben Ahar, says that Rashi says the same thing. He says, Michayo Ole Yisrin Aziris, and Yisrin Aziris Chalane, where Mushba Vomer Lo Mehar Sinai, Dechsiv Zochos Yom HaShabbos Lekacho, Zochrei Elayayin, according to the Mepharsh, and according to Rabbi Avraham ben Ahar's Rashi on those, Yai, drinking yayin on Kiddush v'Havdolah is a din d'oraisa. So, even if you don't like it, you gotta drink it. What about Havdolah? Any other b'knisos v'tzios v'minayin? Tamad loma. V'kaimel on the nishbal v'atol z'mitzvah potter. He says a very thing, and nishbal v'atol z'mitzvah is potter. Wait a second. Naziris is an edit, it's not a shvua. So why does he say just like shvua cannot be mevatel a mitzvah, neder naziris can't be mevatel a mitzvah? He says, "Im toma, but not," and so he says. So the Gemara says, it's not chal. So what is this geras hakotziv? Ella ki odu amarava shua she'eshti. Let's say a person took a shua. I will drink this yayin, and then he said hareini nazir. So it's chal, and he's not allowed to drink the yayin. That's the geras v'yayin mitzvah kiyemish. Yim tomar. He says chom adar meshua is shneder is chal avat al samitzah lo kash. He says a very deep thing. He says, what happened? Why if I say shua shalo eishiv basuka and don't sit in the sukkah? Shua shalo ochamatze b'lel Pesach. It's not chal. Because I'm already mechuyev to do it. But if I say this sukkah is also on me, this matzah is also on me, and I'm putting the Isra on the matzah and the Isra on the sukkah, then I'm a choyev. He says, in Nazir, what am I doing? I'm creating myself to be a Nazir. And myself to be a Nazir means I won't drink wine. And myself is a choyev in Kedushas Hayom. Masha Enkein, if I say, Shur She'ochal Kikazah, and then I say, it's also B'nadah, then Eshti Yayin Zeh, and then I say Hareini Nazir. Wait 1 second. Also, I'm a chuyif to do it. Shusha Eshti. Wait 1 second. So here we get into what I'm a chuyif to do. That's also to mevatel. Am I a chuyif to do it? There is an assay, Moses Sechotishma Vasiso, is an assay of Yotzim Pivyasa. Here we get into a whole thing. Is that a Chiv assay or an Isras? Reb Chaim, if you take a look in Ginzei Agrach, or the new Reb Chaim stencil that brings from Ginzei Agrach, it's an Isras. And that's l'chora what is happening here. In the Mepharish and in Rashi. Tosis doesn't like it. Tosis here in Nazir says, "My Gushav Avtal, the Kiddush Hayom Derais, Vechtochol Ol Nazir, Zekosha Adarabba." That's why I need a pasuk to tell me it is. So Rashi says it's logically impossible for it to be chal. It's an impossibility for it to be chal, even with Xeris HaKos. So Tosis says, no, that's why I need Kosher Mayim Yishani Be'otzofer Kigon Shanish Be'lishtos Yayim Chodz V'Nozim. This is V'chal HaShvua. But Tosis says, and he's also Mushmei Har Sinai. No Kosher, the Kiddush HaYom Lav Derais V'chal. He says, okay. So what does Rabbeinu Tam say? It's Lashon Bitmir. What is Yayin Mitzvah? Are you talking about Yayin and Kiddush? That's certainly not Yayin Mitzvah. What does our Tosfos say? Our Tosfos says, Mashem the Kiddush Tayyum the Rizach and Mashem Behedya. He says, But Tosis isn't so sure. He says, but the two things, the shtiyas yayin, the mevorach shochet, I can make kiddush and yayin, give it to someone else to drink. So that's why it's not a stira to my being an Ozzy to make a Kiddush. Okay. This is what I want you to do for me, it's Hashem something. I'm not sure everyone saw the Gemara and Ozzy and the Mefarish and Ozzy. We'll go through it a little more carefully. Take a look how the Rambam quotes. Now, then the Gemara continues. The next Tosis called Shigeshna Bishmir Yesha Basri. Simple, straightforward Tosis. I don't have anything to add to it. Now, on the side issues of Hasra Safi and Lav Shem B'Maisa, I more want to be folk. What is Hasra Safek? Hasra Safek is, and that goes back to the Tosfos that we saw in the beginning of Dalet, Zorakika Le'yam. Doesn't mean I don't know. It means that the Hasra has to be connected to the Maisa Veva. And even though when he threw into the yam, it's not the Maisaver. What is the Maisaver? When the day passes. And that split second at the end of the day, when the day passes and he hasn't eaten a kikin. And the Hasra, you can never pinpoint that exact that time. And therefore, that's Hasra suffering. It has to be connected to the Maisaver. Hasra suffering, I don't know if it is a Maisaver. That's one. But there's a deeper thing than just the Sofi. It has to be connected to the Maisavei. Now, the Kiddush is a regular, basic, straightforward thing. Okay. Now, the Gemara, now we're going to begin the Din of Kazayas. Just outline what we're going to need. There is a Gemara in the beginning of the 8th parak of Yuma. The Gemara in the beginning of the 8th parak of Yuma talks about Chatzis Zayis on Yom Kippur.
You take care of all.
There's a machlokes of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Machlokes Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan is chatzishir osam in Torah. Chatzishir is not osam. The Gemara in Yom. So Reish Lakish said no. Achilas Kazayas. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan, says, Chazlid Starufe. Chazlid Starufe can mean one of two things. And this is, we're going to see, Rishon, we're going to deal with this in a major way.
So she's
going to
be up there for a week to help.
So, Chazlid Starufe means that it can be mitzuruf to a ma'aseh. Any mice that come mitzuruf to a ma'aseh is also shagasari. So the one who learns that is in achronim. Let's take us a case is achronim. Achronim, ta'akabach. You have the chacham tzvi. Question is, why there is no iser by yirah by a motz and a chatzis zayas? So comes along a chacham tzvi and says, "Posh, at 12 o'clock, I have a chatzis zayas chametz, and at 1 o'clock, I get another chatzis zayas. Doesn't mean I was over the mafreir from 12 o'clock. The iser by rabbi must begins at 1 o'clock. So having that chametz between 12 and 1 is never part of a ma'aseh. You don't say chazit tzvi. So says the chacham tzvi." Shagasarye says, what would be if 1 second before Shkia I have a chatzizayas of Nevela and I don't have, there's not time to finish it. It's not chazi, it's the roof. The difference between the Chacham Tzvi and Shagasarye is a chacham tzvi is something that doesn't even potentially have the ability to be mitzuruf to ma'aseh. Shagasari talks about practically it's not going to be there because it's a second before shkia. Practically it won't happen. I remember I asked my Rebbe Zichron Levrochem, Bain according to this, Bain according to this. We'll see in the Rishonim themselves, they talk about it. Why is it mutter to walk on Shabbos? The first step I take is a chatzis shir of Tchum Shabbos. He said, no, is it Tchum Shabbos not walking Alpayim up? I can walk as much as I want if I walk in a circle. There's a certain circle around me. I'm not allowed to leave that circle. That's a radius of 2,000 square 2 amos. On Shabbos, according to Rabbi Akiva, or Yud Beis Mills, or Yud Beis Mill, Yud Beis square root 2 mil on according to the Chachom. Okay. What is the avera? Crossing the border. So all those steps I take until the border never become part of a ma'aseh aver. The ma'aseh aver is in that second, just like the chacham tzvi. Similarly, midoraisa, I can carry, if I'm also to carry dalet amos. And what's the use of crossing the border or the entire process? That's a whole complicated issue. But, if the issue is just crossing the border, like the Balamar says, well then there is the same thing. There's no issue of walking around of the going to Amos. Okay. Now, on the other hand, if you take a look in the Rabbeinu Hanano there in Yuma, very, very clear that question is, what's the chefsa di yisura? Is the chefsa di yisura a kazayas of nevela? a chetz of the yitzur is a mashu. It's only din and onshin. The pashtus of what he's saying is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the chetz of the yitzur is a mashu. Onshin, it's only how much I eat. And that's another issue we're going to have to have. Is kazayis a din and onshin, or kazayis a din and maisachim? It's another issue. Then we have to deal with the problem the Ramban raises. Ramban seems to, he says, listen, I understand why chatz is here in the velas of Samaritan. But here, let's say I would take a shvuah. I will not drink a full bottle of vodka. So is there any yisur drinking a little schnapsglazel of vodka? No, the yisur is the bottle of vodka. Because that's what turns into shekel. Shua shalo ochal tikezel, full loaf of bread, half a loaf of bread. It's not shekel. The yisur is shekel. The meshaka b'dibur. Not just an yisrachim. That chatzishir makes no sense. But there's a whole group of Rishonim who say chatzishir does make sense. There's another problem. Take a look in the Rambam Perek Aleph, Hilchos Chametzum Matzah Halacha Zayin in the Magid Mishnah. Magid Mishnah says, where do we know the Yisur chatzishir from? Kol Chelev. The only place the Macholos Asuras. Wait a second. That'll mean, according to the Magid Mishnah, that since the Rambam applies Chatzishir to Machola, to Shua, Shua's Macholas Asuras all of a sudden. Okay. Yom Kippur. The Gemara is talking about Yom Kippur. That means Yom Kippur's Macholas, or that means Yisur Yachila Macholas Asuras. That be very, very careful that we're going to have to say. This is the outline of where we're going. If the shir is kazayis, shir is kol shehu, what is the entire issue of chatzi shir b'chol haTorah? Well, I'll go back to what Meretz Hashem Bli Neder on Sunday. I'll go back over the entire this sugya nedarim, a little greater clarity. Take a look in the Ginzei Agrach of Reb Chaim says there's no Kiyam Asay, there's only Isur Asay. And in Kol Yotzei Mipidras. Okay, Mitzvah. Any questions? Yes.
So I was just wondering, are we saying it in the Ritva that there's no different that being Maktas in a Bechor is like being Maktas in Yom Kippur? That we don't care that there's a netter aspect to it. You're going.
If the Gemara says since Bechor has a double aspect, and then it's a question, there's one that Hatfosa works, one that Hatfosa doesn't work. But if I'm Maktas specifically in the Kedusha of Mirechem over Bechor, it doesn't work. Because that's just being matzos in Yom Kippur. It's not a dovah hanota. That's exactly what. Go through the Gemara and the Dharma of your Gimel very carefully.
Okay.
The kedusha mirechem, even this, the fact that it's kodesh mirechem, it's an issachevtsa. The one as when I was preparing, I just remember the issue. After I thought about it, I remember. First, I saw it in Rabbi Chanan, and he ends up Tzorchi and Golo. He said, that is an Issachevtsa. So you can't take the Ritva there in the beginning of the prayer as that's the totality of the difference between Matzah's B'nai, Dova Noda, Matzah's B'nai, Dova Is.
Is it possible to be Matis in the Kedusha Merachim that just like that is
an Isser? The Gemara says no. If I say Kebuchor, which Bechor am I referring to? The Kedusha Speh, the Kedusha Merachim. But if I specifically say Harikikizu also Kebuchor HaKodesh Mekedusha's Rechim, it doesn't work. even though that is an Issachepta, because it's Kodesh, I can be Makir on the Mizbeach.
So, because it has to be a Davar Anoder, that's there.
It has to be specifically a result of a Meisen that, not just any Issachepta of Kodesh. Right? The Gemara Daf Yud Gimel.
Okay.
Okay?
Ready?
Yes.
Would we also be able to prove about the Rambam in Lo Yachel by Shavua from the Rambam Halacha, Perk Vav Halacha Beis?
What?
The Halacha of the Rambam, we were trying to prove that the Rambam does hold of Lo Yachel by Shavua, even though there's no Malkus. I went to the
Pashto says he does. Listen, I can't say it. He never, ever mentions it.
I'm
just looking at the revolt. It could be he holds like the maybe.
I wanted to bring a raya. Perek Vav Halacha Beis.
What? Where? What?
Perek Vav Halacha Beis.
Perek Vav Halacha Beis. Let me get my Rambam. Perek Vav Shuas Halacha Beis. You're right. Enechanami Yashikochach. Yashikochach. Okay. Yashikochach, Rabbeinu. Okay.
Another point, could be we'll get to this, but the Rabbeinu Hananel that Rabbi quoted in Yuma, how does that fit with the Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan of Chosilitz Terufi?
That we will discuss. I just outlined where you should be looking. Okay? We'll get to it. Okay.